All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the regularly scheduled Board of Directors meeting of the Victor Airport District, Wednesday, December 11th at 4 p.m. in the Terminal Building West Wing. If you'd all please stand and join me in the flag. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, our mission statement is the Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call and introductions. Board Secretary Rebecca Cannon. Okay.
Board members, when I call your name, please say aye to signify that you're present at today's meeting. Director Hicks.
Aye.
Director Lidstrom.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
Director Castillo.
Aye.
And let the record show that Director Seifer is absent from today's meeting. Also present, we have General Manager Ryan Goss, Administrative Manager Abby Erickson, Administrative Assistant Ariel Valenzuela, and myself, Rebecca Cannon. We also welcome members of the public who are joining us today, and of course, our board members to be. So everyone, welcome.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item four, approval of agenda.
No changes for staff.
None from the board.
Move approved.
I'll second.
Agenda approved.
Item five, public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium and wait for the president to recognize them. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each with an overall total of 15 minutes. A speaker cannot allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comments section on the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. And please note that if you wish to address the board on items not listed on the posted agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not publicly noticed. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Any public comments? Hearing none, move to item six, Big Bear Airport Pilots Association.
We have two things to report. One is we did have a very successful Halloween in the college with the line extending all the way up to the rock and roll band.
We have a phone ringing.
Oh, that's your phone. Hey, I'm sorry, Chad.
I turned it off.
The second thing, you've already mentioned this, tomorrow evening's holiday dinner party. Once again, for the second year, we'll have the Mount Stops Strings performing for us during dinner and afterwards.
Is that who we had last year?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we had last year. That's all we have to report.
No. 6 o'clock tomorrow?
I believe it's five.
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 Five. 5:30.
I appreciate it. Are you better for or against?
Throw us a bone, Bob.
Thank you, Jack. All right, item seven, special presentations. Item 7.1, presentation to recognize our outgoing board members, Rick Seifer, who's absent, and Julie Smith. Do we want to go to the podium or?
Yeah, go ahead.
So
Rick's gone just so that I get
all the attention.
All the attention here.
We're going to do it for Rick as well, even though he's not here.
Well, we kind of have a written statement here which is kind of boring, but there's so much that we could cover to go over Director Smith's contributions to this airport over what, 12 years. We overlapped, but we've served three terms together, I believe. So, but for those of you who aren't aware, I'm going to read this statement here. So after 4 years of dedicated service, we're talking about this last term, Director Smith is leaving her position on the board of directors for the Big Bear Airport. During her tenure, she has made invaluable contributions, and I emphasize invaluable, offering insightful guidance, strategic vision, and unwavering commitment to the organization's success. Her expertise, leadership, and collaborative spirit have greatly influenced key decisions, helping to shape the direction and growth of the organization. Julie leaves behind a legacy of professionalism and integrity and a presence on the board that will surely be missed. As she embarks on this new chapter, we extend our heartfelt thanks and best wishes for her future endeavors. See, some of the things that we've done that have happened under her tenure is we've installed a new remote IWAS transmitter on the Bear Mountain, the evolution of the instrument approach for runway 26, construction of the helicopter pads that we've used fighting our fires that have been invaluable, taxiway Bravo rehabilitation, airport equipment procurement, taxiway Alpha rehabilitation, and she's been part of the free shuttle service that is continuing with Big Bear and the airport, which is vital to the community. And the big one I say for last is, as we started this process on the board together from the very beginning, and that's the long-awaited terminal building reconstruction.
And 400 years ago.
Try that one. It feels like it, but we're finally... Sadly, it's finally going to happen with you and I on the board, but it'll largely be due to your efforts and contributions, and we could never repay that. So, very grateful. So, everybody give a round of applause. So.
And so, with that,
Ryan's
we had that discussion about a month ago that you have already received the normal parting gift.
And I have it.
Yes.
It's on my
yes.
wall.
So
we usually get a picture of the airport.
Yes. So
an aerial view. It's
yeah.
Spectacular.
And so with that, we decided that we'd give you something of the same.
Oh, how pretty.
But it's a little bit smaller, and it has essentially the same things, the logo, and it's for her
it's
4 years of dedicated service, even though she goes back to all the way to 2008. That's when we started talking about this terminal building, was 2008.
Well, I'm trying to think because I took 4 years off. So if we go back 16 years.
Yes.
That's when I
yeah.
first ran for office.
Yes. And so we appreciate everything you've done, the staff and your support for us. It's been a fun ride. And please don't be a stranger. So.
No, don't want to.
That's your friendship to everybody.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody, for the dinner. I'll let you continue.
Ryan's going to talk about Rick too, and I would also want to talk about Rick, but I mean, we go way back, and I kid you not, tough shoes to fill, but I know you guys can do it, so, but tough shoes to fill, and we're going to really miss Julie, your intellect. I hope I can have you on speed call to be my advisor, so thank you, everybody. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
So I wish Rick was here, but Rick has been a big support person for this airport. And over the 8 years of his Director Seifert. Director Seifert will be retiring from the board. Throughout Rick's time with us, he has been an integral part of our team, offering thoughtful leadership, strategic insight, and deep commitment to the organization's mission. His contributions have played a pivotal role in driving progress and navigating challenges, leaving a lasting impact on our work. Director Seifert will be greatly missed, and his expertise and dedication has helped shape this organization's success. We are deeply grateful for your time and wish you all the best and you move on to your new adventures. So a little thing with Rick, he ran for the board and he had to leave the board. He resigned his position after his wife fell ill. Unfortunately, she passed away, but he took care of her. And his goal was to get back on the board and finish out his term, and which he did. So some of the projects that he's done, been a part of the construction of the fuel farm, again, the terminal building, which has been a big project, demolition of some structures within the RPZ, AIP projects, which is our airport improvement projects. And again, he was a big proponent of the free shuttle for the community. So over the 16 years combined service to the Big Bear Airport and the community, both Director Smith and Director Seifert sat as board president and vice president countless times while also fulfilling committee assignments on Airport Development Committee, Personnel Committee, Safety Committee, and the Ad Hoc Terminal Building Committee. Both Director Seifert and Smith also volunteered for countless airfares, youth aviation adventures. You both will be missed, and please come by and say hi. So, so for Rick, since he is the first outgoing, we this is kind of one of the things do for departing board members. So essentially, it has the plaque says Rick Seifert, Big Bear Airport Board of Directors, thank you for your years of dedicated service to the Big Bear Airport and the Big Bear community, 2016 through 2024. So hopefully he can hang this on his wall in his house and think of the airport and the work that he completed while he was on the board. So thank you both.
Really won't be the same without you.
Thanks. It won't be the same to not be here. So I was with the terminal building. The one I was going to comment is actually it goes back to we were having discussions before I got on the board. The board was having discussions about taking the upper floor here, which we did not own by eminent domain.
Right.
And so the whole process of we had this whole building donated. We had the top floor donated to us to where we are today with the terminal building. It's been quite a process and change. Yeah. And I cannot believe that, yeah. If you ever think that things won't change, they do. This changed so slowly. because it's been this many years and we will finally.
Yes.
Well, hopefully we'll see you at least two more times. One, when we break ground for the new terminal.
Yes.
And two for the grand opening.
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Item number 8, consent agenda. That includes item 8.1 and 8.2, approval of the draft minutes, regular board meeting held November 13th, 2024, packet pages 4 through 6, and the year-to-date financial reports for October 2024, packet pages 7 through 21.
Let me make a move to approve the consent agenda, including the approval of draft minutes and the acceptance of the year-to-date financial reports.
Okay.
And I second.
Okay, we have Director Smith who moved to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held on Wednesday, November 13th, 2024, and to accept for filing the year-to-date financial reports. Director Lindstrom seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, the motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held on Wednesday, November 13th, 2024, and to accept the year-to-date financial reports is passed, with all directors present voting aye.
That was a significant motion made by Director Smith, meaning that this will be her last official motion. Good job. All right, item number 9, pulled consent agenda items.
We have none.
Item 10, business matters. Item 10.1, oath of office administered by the board secretary, Rebecca Cannon, to board member Cam Lawrence, board member Daryl Gardner, and yours truly, board member Steve Castillo.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Before we get started, I just want to state for the record kind of how we are or how we got here today with this election. So the Big Bear Airport District had an uncontested election this election cycle. So the three candidates that successfully completed their candidacy paperwork, Steve Castillo, Cam Lawrence, Daryl Gardner, were all appointed by acclamation or in lieu of an election for a four-year term by the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors. The Board of Supervisors approved this appointment at their regular board meeting on Tuesday, December 3rd, pursuant to California Elections Code Section 10515A. So at this time, if I can have the three board members join me up here at the podium for the oath of office.
This is next reading.
Okay. I'm going to pass these up to you guys and just repeat after me, or we can all say it at the same time. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Same time?
Same time.
Are we reading it together? Or
yes.
We're not repeating after you.
So we're not repeating.
Well, technically, you don't have to. So, yeah, just want to go ahead and read it through. And then obviously your names are in there as well.
I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Beautiful. And then we'll just sign them right here.
I thought it's not the last.
In great unison, you want to go ahead and sign it for me right now.
Show off.
Maybe this for 12 for, or do we write December?
December. I don't know how that's going to
fit. I should put
December.
DEC.
11th.
Okay.
Perfect. Beautiful.
DEC.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Now you guys can go ahead and take your seats. We're going to switch over the nameplates here. Sorry.
Gift keeper name.
She can keep the nameplate, but I need the little.
That would be
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No matter where we put, which wherever you guys want, yeah.
After I'll sit at the end.
Rocks, paper, scissors.
Mary Kay's gonna cry. I'll sit next to her.
Oh, it doesn't matter. That's what you guys want to do. That works.
You saved me.
You guys will have to pick mic change again when the selection of the officers.
We're going to play musical chairs.
Musical chairs.
Okay. Thank you. I'm ready.
Our new building.
Thank you. Well, welcome, new board members.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Time to get to work. Get ready for a wild ride.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, item number 10.2, board reorganization. Item 10.2A, selection of board president.
Okay, and just to review the procedure before we get started, the nomination of the board president will be conducted by myself, while the nomination of the vice president will be conducted by the new board president. Any board member can nominate another board member for the position of board president and vice president. Please note, a nomination does not require a second, only a nomination. And the nomination will be followed by a roll call vote. And if there are multiple nominations, then we'll do a roll call vote individually, and the nominee with the most aye votes will become the board president. Okay? So now I will open the floor for a nomination or nominations for board president.
I nominate our director, Steve Castillo, to be our next airport board president.
Do I hear any other nominations? Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Lawrence?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Gardner?
Aye.
And Director Castillo?
Aye.
Okay. Director Castillo is the 2025 Board of Directors President, so congratulations, President Castillo.
Thank you.
And now President Castillo will follow the same procedure when accepting nominations for the position of Vice President.
All right, item 10.2B, selection of Board Vice President. I would like to nominate Chuck Hicks, Vice President.
To nominate Director Lindstrom.
Okay, are there any other nominations? All right, so at this time, I'll do a roll call vote for the approval of Director Hicks to be Vice President, and then we'll do another roll call vote for Director Lindstrom to be the Vice President. So for Director Hicks as Vice President, we have Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Aye or no?
Oh, no. Sorry. I misunderstood.
No.
Okay. Director Hicks.
Aye.
Director Castillo.
Aye.
Director Gardner.
Aye.
And Director Lawrence.
Do I say nay or no?
Either way. Either way. Okay. And for Director Lindstrom to be Vice President, we'll do a roll call vote now. We'll do Director Castillo.
No.
Lindstrom? Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Gardner?
No.
Director Lawrence?
Aye.
And Director Hicks?
No.
Okay, by the two roll call votes, Director Hicks is the 2025 Board of Directors Vice President. Congratulations, Director Hicks.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, item 10.3, streamlined website design proposal. In your packet pages 22 and 26, discussion and possible approval of a subscription agreement with Streamline for website administration to meet General Manager Goss.
All right, good evening. One of the employees, Ariel, went to a conference about two months ago. And part of the conference was ADA compliance with websites and some other things that were going on. When she came back and reported about the conference, she articulated that we needed to potentially upgrade our website to make it more ADA compatible. So I instructed her to look into the different processes, different companies that do it. And so before you have a proposal from Streamline. There's a couple different agencies in Big Bear that are currently using them, but our current website software is what's classified WordPress, and our consultant that we use right now, our manager that manages our website is Rouse Communications, the website was constructed in 2012. We currently pay about $1,700 annually to Rouse. They monitor and fix any of the issues. One of the issues that we have is that because it is in WordPress, it's very difficult to navigate for staff. And so with the potential upgrade, the staff will have the ability to be trained by the company. They will also monitor the site, make sure that it meets ADA compliancy. So if you can see, when they ran the scan last month, we were rated at 92 out of 100, which is not bad, but we want to make sure we tidy up a few of the issues within the website to get as close to 100 as possible, and that would limit our ADA compliance issues. We reached out to Roush to give us a quote of what it would take to bring our website up to ADA compliance. And we were told that it would likely be in the sum of about $20,000, correct?
Yeah.
$20,000 to bring the site up to compatibility.
This was from Roush?
This was from Roush, Martin Roush, which I felt was a little exorbitant for what we were looking for. And as close as we were to, you know, being compatible as we are, we just need a little bit. So Streamline is a website software created in 2015, designed specifically for special districts nationwide. They are partnered with CSDA, which is the California Special District Association, and are used by BARWA and MWD. 1,900 plus special districts nationwide use Streamline, and including three airport districts within California. They keep their websites up to date and any new laws and government codes related to ADA. So financial impact, it's a $1,500 startup. And then on a monthly basis, it'll be $245. We get a CSDA discount because they're a member of CSD. And then after that, the 2025-26 will be, it'll be about $2,900 and 40 a month compared to 2480. I'm sorry, annually. It would be 2940 annually after 2025-26, and it'll be 2480 for 2425. So we're currently paying about $1,700, and it's gonna go to 2480. So we're recommending that we move forward with Streamline really as soon as possible so we can get a few things tidied up.
Okay. Thank you, General Manager Goss. Board discussion?
Yep.
Director Gardner?
Just one note that I saw, and it's on the second page of the memo, which would be page 23 of the packet. You indicate that the fee would start in March of 24. I believe that's supposed to be March of 25.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah.
And for me, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Director Hicks?
Yeah, I say let's do it. When you amortize the extra $500 over $20,000, you know, it'll take us 3 or 4 years to recoup that. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Director Lindstrom? Any questions or comments? Director Lawrence?
Like a good insurance policy to me.
I would concur. It sounds like a no-brainer, especially since we already have two big agencies. Two big agencies that are using them. It already seems like they've been pretty bad. But were there other considerations, or is that
the reason why we went Streamline was because of their special district
CSDA recommendations.
Yep. CSDA recommendation. The other airports, Ariel did reach out to those other airports and local people. So we felt that because they have been approved by CSDA and we are CSDA, we felt that they've been vetted within the organization to be able to meet the standards that we needed.
And it seems like Roush is probably just one of his many things he offers. He's really not that.
Yeah, I really think he was just trying to help us out, but WordPress is very difficult, and really the staff is going to be trained, so it's going to be much easier to use. I think it's going to be designed a lot different and
easier for everybody to use in general.
Oh, and then just another, because, yeah, it's very reasonable. But another question was, so this is just for our ADA compliance for the website, not social media, correct?
Correct. Yes, yeah, social media is completely separate. We have a social media policy that's in place for that. But I don't know. I don't believe there's any ADA requirements for social media.
Yeah.
But for our website, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Any public comments? Questions? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval.
I'll second.
Director Hicks moved to approve the subscription agreement with Streamline for website administration and maintenance. Director Castillo seconded the motion. At this time, I'm going to do a roll call vote because it does involve an agreement with fiscal impact. So, Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Lawrence?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Gardner?
Aye.
Director Castillo?
Aye.
Motion to approve the subscription agreement with Streamline for website administration and maintenance has passed. With all directors present voting aye.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item number 11, manager's report, packet pages 27 and 30. Commissioners, you provided the operational report. General Manager Ryan Goss will verbally present the board with the terminal building construction update. Oh, okay. Hang on just a sec. So, Director Hicks has to cut out. And,
yes. Yeah. Okay. Excuse me for leaving early, but I have to make a run. Thank you.
See you guys tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Now, Ryan, you're up.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to give you, we're going to start off with the operations for this year or for this month. So at month of October, 1,360 operations. A little higher than normal, about 125, 150 more than normal. We've had a fairly decent weather pattern where we haven't been impacted. We did have a little bit of snow not too long ago, but otherwise, kind of a standard month for us. In regards to the terminal building, I wanted to make sure that the board kind of gets an update as well as anybody that listens to the recordings and kind of give them an idea of where we currently stand with the terminal building. There has been some information that has been put out that is half-truths and inaccuracies, but I just wanted to make sure we get it. If anybody wants to listen to it, it'll be there. So, where we are currently with the terminal building construction, the grading and demo permits have been received. Okay. We're waiting on the finalizing of the building permits, which will allow us to actually construct. We don't need those right now, but we have the demo permit, which is the next phase of the project. The last two tenants of the airport, which have vacated the building. There are some remnants left that still need to be moved out. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that this wasn't a surprise. We've worked on this for 5 years to get where we are today. There were many meetings. There were letters that were sent, face-to-face conversations. And so we have been very transparent and open with the tenants, all of the tenants that we had here at the building, that where we were going with this project and where we're about to start here in the next few months, okay? I have reached out to the fire department. There was some discussion about that last month or the month before. So I have reached out to the fire department to potentially do some training inside the building. I needed to know what their requirements were, what they plan on doing. Want to make sure we get the utilities off and that kind of stuff. So that's a couple weeks worth of training as we finalize some documentation over the next month. And I have put in here that finalizing the agreement with Blue Scope. I received that agreement today. It has been sent to the legal counsel for review. And my hope is to bring that agreement back to the board in January for discussion and approval. And that agreement will include the construction of the new terminal building. So back in 2017 and 18, the previous manager solicited proposals from three contractors to, or three construction firms to draw the plans and get permitting for the airport and do the construction. Blue Scope / Sourcewell was the company that was selected back in 2018. Now that we've finalizing the pre-construction portion of the project, which is all the way up to receiving the building permits, the next phase of the project is the construction. So that's kind of where we're at. So we're almost done. We're finalizing a few documents, and I'm hoping that we can get that document to you next month for the construction of the building. The temporary buildings. Water sewer connections have been completed. Water meter has been installed. Avcom, which is our district's radio and AWOS installer, installed the wiring and antennas. Man, I'm having a heck of a time today. Antennas and hardware for our communication, AWOS and Unicom. Propane tanks have been installed and heaters have been converted and working properly. BC3, which is our district's IT provider, installed all the cablings for the internet and phones. Internet was also installed, and that's being done via Starlink. Decking and ramps are installed, and we're waiting. We're going to schedule an inspection for that. ADA parking stalls have been painted for access to the building. Access gates have been installed for the parking lot, for parking lot access. The agreement that was approved last month, and we're going to look at scheduling here as soon as we look, find a time to move over, but that's going to be moving over our security system, which includes all the cameras and the hardware associated with all of that stuff that's currently on the building. And really the final thing that's being done right now is the drywall repairs and painting is nearing completion. So really the only thing that's left is setting the fixtures in the bathrooms, building out a small counter space for the administration staff to work and separate the staff from the public, finalizing the paint and drywall, cleaning the carpets, upgrading the door locks, and then moving staff and the equipment over. So we literally have six things that we need to do for us to move in. And I plan on moving over at the earliest time possible. So when that building gets inspected and we get our occupancy certificate, our plan is to move over and get out of this building from there.
Okay, thank you, General Manager. Any questions from the board?
I would just say or ask off the cuff, you know, what sort of time frame are you looking at for that to begin moving in?
She's asked me that. I can, right now, the schedule is reporting that if we can get that agreement finalized and passed at the January meeting, we're going to start demo the 20th of February, weather permitting. But I'm hoping that weather's not, I'm hoping that they can work through the weather. A majority of the work is going to be done indoors, mm-hmm. To a certain amount of recycling. And the remaining amount is going to be likely done with heavy equipment. So I'm hoping that we can facilitate that if we do receive snow.
Thank you, Director Gardner. Director Lindstrom?
No problem. Director Can't Watts. Come soon enough.
Yep. Director Waters.
No comment.
I had a question. So when I was in your office the other day, you guys showed me that really nice manual you guys put together, kind of a historic manual, training yes. manual for Director Lawrence, Director Gardner. Did that have anything in there about the history of where we started this whole terminal building?
No.
No.
No, the document is specific to being
policy.
Okay. Yeah, policy manual. And Director Gardner and Director Lawrence will receive those this evening after the meeting.
And I remember I wanted one too.
Yeah.
We never did that back when
we Yeah, and we're
by all three of you guys. That's outstanding. Excellent job.
And we will also, yeah, we also have your emails set up, so we'll be giving you those this evening too after the meeting.
And they'll have to do the bank signature.
Yeah,
I got those.
We got those as well. So there's a lot of moving parts right now.
Okay, that's all I have. Excellent report, Ryan. Appreciate it. Appreciate your staff's work on that. Any public comments? Okay, item 12, committee reports. None. Item 13, director's comments. And I kind of move around. I don't go in alphabetical order. I just so that way it's always different on who speaks first. So we'll start with Director Lynch.
I have none.
Director Lawrence.
Just thank you for welcoming me, and I'm happy to be here and trying to take advice.
Great to have you. Director Gardner.
Well, I want to start off by thanking Director Smith, and hopefully Rick was going to be here, but
yeah,
again, echoing everything that's been said of the work that's been done by you. So, as you said, there's huge shoes to fill, and I just hope I'm up to it. And that's it.
Thank you, Director Gardner. And I echo all those sentiments and really welcome Director Gardner and Director Lawrence. Congrats on your hard-fought election.
Successful. It was brutal.
Yes. And thank you always to the staff. The excellent work you guys do. Top-notch. And thank you for who's left here in the audience for coming. Wish everybody happy holidays. And certainly not lastly, but huge thank you to efforts from Director Smith and Director Seifert. I wish he was here. I mean, huge thank you for your dedicated service for so many years, and the contributions are immeasurable. So you will not soon be forgotten. So, okay, item 14, proposal of future agenda items. One was that we agreed on,
yep,
and to discuss the in the January meeting, the possible moving of the meeting date.
Yep. So make sure we have that captured. Rebecca has that captured for next month. And potentially the blue scope Sourcewell agreement.
Five.
We had this conversation like last week. They said how good of a public speaker I am, and they jinxed me today.
That was five. I'm keeping
you're just choked up because Julie and Rick are leaving.
That's right. Yeah, it's Julie's.
Yeah, I did get those emails from that lady.
Yeah.
Okay, item 15. Next meeting date will be Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, 4 p.m. Regular Board of Directors meeting in the Terminal Building in West Wing right here. And item 16, adjournment. We'll adjourn the meeting. Did you guys reset that clock?
Yes.
Yeah. 4:44. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
See you next month. See you.